Thank you for the opportunity to present my fellowship research project with you today, where I'm looking at autism spectrum disorder DSM criteria as well as behavioral features in African American and white children in Philadelphia County. Wanted to acknowledge the support of the Maternal and Child Health Bureau, HRSA, and the DHS for their support for my fellowship research project, as well as the Centers for Disease Control, Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network for the use of their data. And I would like to thank my co-authors, who are all my research mentors, for their help and support with this study. I'm going to describe racial differences in the documented core symptoms of ASD and associated behavioral features in a sample of children in Philadelphia County. As previously mentioned, we know autism spectrum disorders have become highly prevalent and affect around 1% of children in the United States. And there's still some conflicting evidence of whether this varies by race. Some studies show no difference. Other studies show that there may be more prevalence in certain races. However, we do base our ASD diagnosis on three core domains of impairment, which I will go over in detail. And there are also behavioral features such as mood, attention, etc., that may bring a child in for an evaluation. We do know that race does appear to influence the timing of the ASD diagnosis. Previous studies have reported this, that compared to white children, African American children have disparities in the timing of diagnosis. This is important because it is well accepted that earlier treatment results in improved outcomes. For example, as you can see, African American children are diagnosed with ASD an average of 2 years later than white children. They're more likely to be given another diagnosis on their first specialty care visit, usually ADHD or conduct disorder. And they're more likely to be diagnosed with autism as opposed to other diagnoses on the spectrum such as Asperger's or PDD-NOS. While differences in access to care or care-seeking behaviors may play a role in this, our study looks at whether the documented symptoms of impairment may differ and lead to some of these differences in timing of diagnosis. Could differences in clinical presentation contribute to these disparities? There are differences in other developmental disorders. In ADHD, some studies have shown that there are increased parent ratings of hyperactivity in African American children as opposed to white children, and there is more diagnosis of schizophrenia as opposed to other psychiatric disorders in African American youth in some large studies. There are conflicting reports of differences in core symptoms of ASD in different racial populations. A study by Cucaro showed that there was a difference in spoken language, criteria 2A using the DSM-4 in African American children as opposed to white children. The studies are few, and the others show that either there were no differences in symptoms or that there were some differences in the symptoms of social interaction in African American children. We wanted to study the core documented symptoms of ASD to see if there were any findings that were clinically significant and could influence the diagnostic thought process of the examiner. There have been some anecdotal reports of, less social impairment in, for example, in eye contact in African American children in the clinic that warranted a systematic review for evidence. And we really are interested in evidence versus anecdotes. We want to see if differences in the symptoms themselves of the core domains of ASD or other behavioral issues would make it harder for a clinician to make a diagnosis. We wanted to verify some anecdotal differences that were noted at our center with a systematic review. And as previously mentioned, there are some behavioral symptoms that could possibly confound the diagnosis. In our study, in our sample population, we were looking at whether white children as compared to African American children with ASD would have more impairment in nonverbal behaviors using the DSM criteria for social interaction, 1A through D, and whether African American children had more externalizing behaviors that might lead to that disparity of an ADHD or conduct disorder diagnosis, and specifically looking at four associated features that were studied in the data set that we had. We used a secondary analysis of an existing database. The data was collected by the Pennsylvania Autism and Developmental Disabilities Surveillance Programs for the years 02, 06, and 08. And this was part of the CDC's Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network, which I'll call ADAM. I'm going to go a little bit over the methodology because it is a bit different. The ADAM network is a population-based surveillance system that uses a standardized and validated method of identifying ASD cases from records. The records are abstracted. They undergo a process called clinician review and are scored for an ASD diagnosis, as well as the behavioral features. There are reliability checks both within the site and from outside to make sure that all of the sites are doing the same thing. Clinician review, just to explain that a little bit, codes records for the presence or absence of the specific characteristics required for a DSM-IV diagnosis of ASD, and the presence or absence of 12 associated behavioral features. And I specifically mention that because those are the outcome measures in our sample study. Our inclusion criteria are very simple. We were looking at white or African American ethnicity. We wanted ASD cases as defined by the ADAM protocol, and we included 3 study years in our sample. Our outcome measures were the presence or absence of the DSM-IV criteria as recorded by the clinician reviewer, and I've listed them out here. The qualitative impairment in social interactions are highlighted because that was part of our hypotheses, but we did look at all of them. Our other outcome measure was the presence or absence of associated behavioral features as defined by the ADAM protocol and recorded by the clinician reviewer. And here is the list of the associated behavioral features that we looked at in this study. Specifically, we were looking at the more externalizing behaviors of aggression, oppositionality, hyperactivity, and temper tantrums, but we did include all of them in our analysis. So our sample was comprised of the 3 study years, and we had a total of 343 cases. And interestingly, the sex ratio in our sample was 5 males to 1 female, which is slightly higher than reported in other studies. It's typically a 4 to 1 ratio, so that was interesting. To briefly go over our sample, there were no differences in gender, type of diagnosis, or age of diagnosis in the 2 groups in this study. The age of diagnosis, interestingly, was close to 5 years for both groups, so interesting. We didn't find any differences in our hypothesis of social interaction, but there were some interesting findings. We used this as a kind of a pilot study to see where we might need to look further. And we used a p-value of 0.01 to establish significance. And some notable differences that we did find were, interestingly, white children had, in our sample, had more non-functional routines and rituals, DSM criteria 3B, and preoccupation with parts, DSM criteria 3D, as compared to African American children in our study sample. We also didn't find any differences in externalizing behaviors we were interested in, but we did find some interesting differences in motor and sensory associated features. The behavioral feature of abnormal motor development was actually greater in white children in our sample with a p-value of 0.008. And abnormal sensory response was also more likely to be present in white children in our sample. So to summarize, we did not find our hypotheses were not necessarily the more interesting findings, but we did find that African American children had less documented symptoms in DSM criteria 3 of repetitive and stereotyped behaviors and restricted interests, and that white children in our sample had more documented associated features of abnormal motor development and odd response to sensory stimuli. There was no effect on the significance of findings when we adjusted for gender and diagnostic type. So the differences in DSM criteria are probably, it's probably easier to observe behavioral motor symptoms by a caregiver or clinician, and that may be a reason why it was more documented in certain children as opposed to others. But more research is needed to replicate this finding to see if, you know, even despite the increased standardization of our evaluations and diagnosis and documentation or symptoms, whether there are true differences in these DSM criteria. And behavioral symptoms can complicate the clinical picture. Are there behavioral features that are more closely associated with ASDs, or do we need to use certain behavioral symptoms to screen for ASDs? You know, these are all questions that, as a clinician, I think I would be interested in, you know, seeing more come out on this. You know, we need to know this in order to identify these children earlier and get them to the services that they need. Some limitations of our study: we did use a surveillance data set that was limited to record review. It was a documented differences as opposed to direct evaluation. And we did do multiple comparisons in the study. However, it was a large population-based sample, and you know, as compared to other studies with smaller samples, we were able to look at more children because of these methods. So in conclusion, interestingly enough, we didn't have any difference in timing of diagnosis in our study population, which was one of the reasons that we undertook the study. But there were interesting differences in atypical behaviors and motor skills in this study. I think, though, that as a clinician, if you stick to the DSM criteria for social and communication, you can see that you can, you know, use it in all the groups in this study, and that it was an effective way to continue to make our ASD diagnoses. Thank you. I can take a question if anyone has one. Yes? So you're absolutely right. So the reason why we were looking at those behavioral features was because of that finding in previous studies, and we were not able to find that those symptoms as being more present in children in our sample. So because these were this was a record review, it's hard to speak to that bias, but what was interesting is that, you know, that there was no difference between the two groups, so you had to assume that whoever was recording the symptoms, you know, kind of didn't really see a difference between the two groups of children in this sample. But I can't speak to other samples where they have found that, but you have to think that that could be a possible reason. So, I'll take one more question. Yes?
Given that you only have a sample size of about 343, I see some of the associated features that can be really low percentage, such as the epilepsy. If you put the stress as a race, which fits the African American kid, I would assume your sample size dropped to less than 100. And then, plus, for less than 100,
repeat the question at the end.
When you report there's a number of significant differences, I just wonder whether that's due to the small sample size. I suspect there's less than 5 in most of the associated features in Africa and America. So there is no association due to small sample size, or you actually do have enough sample size, but you don't see that association.
So I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there was actually, it wasn't skewed with one group having many more than the other. It was pretty evenly split. The 343 was split almost in half with white and African American children. And we before we did our study, we did a power analysis, and we powered it at about 80%, so we were able to see some so we felt confident that with some of these differences we could see. But you're right, because of the multiple comparisons, you have to wonder, that's why we think that it's more of a study to look for a trend that maybe needs to be replicated in the future, and just kind of looking at some of these things. But because of the multiple comparisons, you're right, it may be a chance association. So.
Thank you.
I will definitely. Thank you.